We, of course, are beginning Rosh Chodesh Kislev, and that means Chanukah is upon us. And Chanukah is one of the deepest Yom Tovs of the calendar, which means we're going to go, hopefully, to a very deep place. And the Medrash tells us, that it says in the Pasuk, in the beginning of the Chumash, that when there is so vavo v'choshech al pnei tohom, so the Medrash teaches us that when it says choshech, choshech is a reference to Malchus Yavon. Malchus Yavon is whenever there's darkness, person goes through a personal darkness in his life, or just stam darkness in the world. That's always the inyan of Yavon. And the Bnei Sascha writes that when it says in the pasuk, this week's parsha, v'techena eino av meiros, ki zaken Yitzchak v'techena eino av meiros, when Yitzchak's eyes became dark, they became dim, and he couldn't see anymore. That choshech was an element of Yavon. Somehow Yavon and Yitzchak's vision correlate to each other. And the Megala Mukos tells us that Yitzchak lived for 180 years. The Pasuk tells us, but he connects the life of Yitzchak was the same amount of time that Malchus Yavon was in the world, which is 180 years as well. So there's this correlation between Yitzchak Avinu and Yavon. And the Medrash also points out that there are 180 karbanos. We're going to read Parshas Naso, all the Nesiim. Throughout Chanukah, you count there are 180 karbanos connected to the 180 years of Yavon, the 180 years of Yitzchak's life. So somehow this darkness corresponds to v'techena einav meros, the darkness of one's eye. So the Chazal teaches, the Gemara already mentions a couple of reasons why Yitzchak lost his eyesight, why he went blind. But the Megala Mukos says there's another reason, a deep reason. You read through the Svarim of Megala Mukos, come out every one of his shtiklach goes back to Adam and Chava. It always goes back to the original chait. So he says this blindness of Yitzchak goes back to that chait. So what happens in that chait? So the pasuk says v'chisave hu leinayim. That the pasuk describes how the Eitz HaDaas was so attractive to Chava and then to Adam, the Nachash. It was the eyes that drew them in to the Eitz HaDaas. And eventually they ate from the Eitz HaDaas. And the eyes were impacted from the Eitz HaDaas. That's why it says after they ate, v'tipachta einei shneim, the eyes opened up, v'yodu ki erum heim, they realized that they were naked. They began seeing things that they never saw before. They began seeing things that were inappropriate beforehand. And the idea here is that there's a concern of the Shmir Sanaim of Adam and Chava, the Shmir Sanaim, and that's what brought them into the Taiva. And Shmir Sanaim is something that's not spoken about in many yeshivas, but something that needs to be spoken about. A person has to protect what they see, what they look at, certainly in Florida, certainly with the good weather, certainly on their phones. Not only that inyan of Kedushas Abris, which of course is very important, but just stam what they look at, what their goals are. They're looking for fancy things and gashmias and big houses and fancy cars. Shmir Sanaim really relates to all aspects of where the Yetzara pulls us in. The chisava hu leinayim. That was the original sin. It was because the eyes drew them in, that attraction. So the Megala Mukos points out that after that chait, we're told that Adam separated from Chava for 130 years. 130 years, which is the same gematria as Ayin. Ayin's 130, that was 130 years he separated because what the eyes did to him, that Avera, so he had to separate Kenega the Ayin for 130 years. And this was something that plagued us for many, many years and generations until it came to Yitzchak, till he lost his eyesight, he lost his vision. Because of the Avera of the V'chisava hu leinayim. But Chazal teaches that Yaakov Avinu was a tikkun for Yitzchak Avinu. Yitzchak Avinu represented the darkness, the choshech. And Yaakov Avinu ends up being mesakin arvis in the choshech, in the darkness. He was able to bring the or the light of the tefillas arvis, even though it's dark. He was the tikkun. So where do we see that Yaakov was a tikkun for this inyan of the eyes? So the 130 years that Adam separated from Chava because of this chait. So it says in this week's parsha, Kol Yaakov Yadayim De'esav, a famous pasuk that when Yitzchak couldn't see, he heard the voice of Yaakov, but he felt the hands of Esav. And the Megala Mukos points out that the word Hakol, the first word Hakol, is spelled Mechaser Vav, Kuf Lamed. and a remez to the Kuf Lamed, the 130 years of Adam Rishon that he was separate, the 130 years that Yaakov would have to take fix this Avera. And so, when Yaakov Avinu made his way down to Mitzrayim, and Paro, a few parshas later, Paro asked him, how old you are? He says, I'm 130. He lived 147, but he was 130 at that point. And the Sfarim teach us, because those 130 years that before Mitzrayim, he was working on this inyan of the 130 years of Adam HaRishon, which again is the Gematria of Ayin. He's working on this inyan. Reishis Ono, Rashi, Reishis Ono, the Shmiras HaBris, Shmiras HaNaim, it was Yaakov Avinu's ability to overcome this. But then next week's parsha, it talks about how Yaakov Avinu, he stumbled upon Har HaBayis, and he had this dream, the famous dream of the Sulam Mutzav Arts of Rosh Magia Shemaima. And he looked up and he saw the Malachim going up and down. And the Sfarim point out that Sulam is spelled also Chaser Vav, and Sulam happens to be the same gematria as 130, which is Ayin. Because this was Yaakov Avinu's inyan. And I think embedded in this dream, the Sulam Mutav Arta is really the key to how one overcomes the challenges of Shmir Sanaim and Shmir Sabris. That Rosh Magia Shemaim, his head was up in Shemaim, he had a certain self-confidence. Oftentimes people are nichshel because of the lack of self-confidence, lack of self. But a person has a certain self-confidence, believes in himself. Which Yaakov Avinu had to do, he was running away from his brother, and he was in a place of darkness, of Choshech, a place of Yavan. He was able to see the light somehow, because Rosh HaMagia Shemaim. And the Medrash says that when he was running away from Esav, and some say when he was running away from Lavan, so Yaakov Avinu said the following pasuk, a pasuk that we're very familiar with, Esa Einai El Haharim, that I lifted my eyes up to the mountains. And again, the Einai, Mesa Einai, he lifted his eyes up because that was Yaakov's inyan. The Shmiras HaNaim was his inyan. And he lifted up to the mountains. He looked upwards. He looked up to how great we could accomplish, how much we could accomplish. Because a person has a sense of self. The sense of self gives him that strength. So it helps overcome not looking around at other people's accomplishments, other people's houses, other people's anything. He realizes what he's able to accomplish, what he has accomplished. But why does it say El Haharim of all places? Esa Einai get his eyes, the koach of the ayin. But why the Haharim? So I told you we're going to get deep here. So the gematria of Haharim says that Rizal is 260, which is twice ayin. Ayin's 130, two ayins is 260. Haharim, his eyes. Esa Einai El Haharim, to the mountains. When you keep your eyes up, sometimes you keep them down. But the eyes look, but the mentality that you could accomplish great things is really is the key to bring the light in a person's dark world sometimes. I don't mean to say anyone lives a dark life, but I mean, there are times a person, there's a certain darkness, a certain challenge that a person goes through, but feeling proud about yourself, Rosha Magia Shemaima, is how a person overcomes this area. Just so happens, also the Rizal says 260 is Havaya, 26 times 10, which represents Shlemus of some sort, 260. But let's look in that... those psukim about Yaakov Avinu when he fell, he chanced upon the Har HaBayis. So he saw this dream of the Sulam Mutav Arza, and he wakes up in the morning, and he says, Vayikatz Yaakov Mishnah, so he woke up, and by the way, the word Ketz is a reference to Yavon as well, they point out. It says in the Pasuk in Eov, Ketz Mashiach, L'choshech, Vayikatz, he woke up from the darkness. There must be a God in this place. I didn't know. I was unaware. So, Shamshim Yashrapoli says a beautiful, beautiful remezer. He says he was Har HaBayis, and the Kisa Kavod is hovering right on top of Har HaBayis. And the Pasuk in Yecheskel tells us that there are four legs to the Kisa Kavod. The Gemara in Chagiga talks about this as well. And each leg has a different face on it. So there's a picture of a nesher, there's a picture of a kruv, and there's a picture of an aryeh. There's a lion, there's a baby's face, and there's an eagle. So he says, Vayomra Achen, I knew there's Achen. The Achen stands for Aleph is aryeh, Chaf is kruv, and Nun is nesher. Achen, I was aware of Achen. I knew that those three were the images. Banochli, that I didn't know I was the fourth one. The fourth leg, the Gemara says, in one place at least, it was Yaakov Avinu. The Malachim are going up and down. They said, wait a second. There's a Yaakov Avinu down here, but the same image is on Kisei HaKavod. So says Yaakov Avinu, Anochi Yadati, I didn't know I was the fourth one. Achein, I knew Achein, I was aware of those three, but Anochi. And he points out that Anochi is also, Rashi Tevos, Alf, is Aryeh, Nun is Nesher, Chaf is Kruv, and Yud is also Yaakov Avinu. Those are the four faces on the Kisei HaKavod. Anochi Yadati, I didn't know I was there. But once he realized how great he could reach, Shirosha Magia Shemaima, so he built up that confidence to overcome the darkness, the Choshech. Now it doesn't stop there, because the problem is, the Gemara in Chulin tells us Yaakov Avinu's face was on the Kisei HaKavod, but the Gemara in Chagiga says it was actually Adam. So, Adam can mean Adam, if you will, capital Aleph, I mean Adam HaRishon. The Gemara Babasa says that Shufar the Yaakov came, Shufar the Adam, they looked alike. Meaning it was both, Adam and Yaakov, they looked very similar to each other. So it was Adam and Yaakov is not a steer. But it's also very possible to say that Adam is a small Aleph. It's a person. And maybe we could suggest that, and this is a chiddush, I don't have any rias for this. I once shared it with Weinberger, he liked it a lot, but it's a pidrush of some sort, but maybe the fourth leg is a mirror. It's a mirror. And whoever looks up at the Kisei HaKavod, whoever believes in themselves, whoever has that Rosh Magia Shemaima, you're going to see yourself. So Yaakov Avinu looked up, I didn't know. And when you look up at the Kisei HaKavod, you're going to see yourself as that fourth leg. And that's really the way to overcome the darkness, to have a tikkun for the v'chisava hu le'inayim, the taiva of the eyes, is to believe in yourself. I want to share ma'isa, a true ma'isa that took place from Camp Cayley. So a number of years ago. I've shared this ma'isa before. I don't know who's heard it from me, if not. But the ma'isa goes, there's actually the news made in the Jewish outlets at least. There was a van coming from Cleveland. Maybe Ari knows the story, the family. And they were traveling to the Camp Cayley. Along the way, some smoke was coming out of the front hood. So the driver pulled over and opened up the hood, and he made a couple of adjustments. He twisted different things, and then he slammed the hood shut, and they continued on their way. And then a little while later, smoke started coming out of the hood again, and this time it was like black, thick smoke, and he told everybody to get out of the car and run as fast as you could. And so they ran out, and the van went up in flames. Everyone was fine, but everything on the van was completely burned. So they had sent a bus, and they got clothing replaced and tefillin and whatnot. So they're in camp, and the boys were all shaken up, good reason. And Rabbi Eli Brazil, a friend of mine from the Five Towns, who's the director of the camp. So all the boys took a couple of days to adjust. But there was one boy who actually was not happy, wanted to go home. He said he was too scared, he was too shaken up, and he decided he wanted to go home. Rabbi Brazil said, before you go home, I want you to speak to one of our best counselors here, and just don't make a decision until you speak to him. So this guy's name is Rabbi Benji Renov, also a friend of mine. Taught in Halb, we went to Hafter, though, I thought, no. Taught in Halb, and he now moved to Woodmere. His older brother's a close friend of mine. So the way the story goes is that Renov took him out to one of these Costco stores or Walmart or something like that. He bought him something to kind of break the ice, and they were sitting on a bench. And Renov says to him, so I understand it was scary, but everyone was fine. Lamai said, no one got hurt. Nobody got hurt. So you lost your clothing, you lost this, but you got everything, everything's replaced. Why are you so down? So the boy looks down and he says, because it was all my fault. I'm the one who said Tfilas Aderech. And Renov says, are you kidding me? You're the hero. Because you said Tfilas Aderech, everybody was saved. You are the hero. And that quick turn of perspective, the boy felt like $1 million. He felt like he owned the world. He just saved a whole van of boys because of that. When a person's erosion of Giyas Shemayim, when a person feels good about himself, when a person feels like he could accomplish great things in Ruchnias, great things in Gashmias, great things in Torah, Tefillah, Chesed, whatever it is, when a person feels proud, that level of Simcha, that's how you overcome the Yetzer Hara. That's the key.
That's why we try to do in this yeshiva as well. We try to make you guys all feel good, you be happy, to accomplish great things. Everyone here is unique. Everyone here is special. Is that different tafkid in this world. And Baruch Hashem, we have many, many rebbeim, many young light in the kol who are trying to bring the best out of you. So this is a dark month of Mar Cheshvan. So it's still Mar Cheshvan, even though it's Rosh Chodesh, but we're transitioning over into the bright month of Kislev. So we should be zocha to continue to bring the greatness out of each one of us. We should be zocha to the Ur Ganuz, the Ur of Mashiach, with the Gula Shema Ba'amitas. Amen, 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 amen.